Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Australian singer-songwriter Ray Lee has enjoyed music her whole life and has even been writing songs for several years. But she's just recently been enjoying the emotional freedom to share those with the rest of us. Her new single, Find a Better Day, from the upcoming EP, Powered by Love, is a wonderful example of just how talented Ray is as both a singer and a songwriter. She is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about her musical journey and her debut singles and what's to come. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate you taking time in your morning, my evening, to chat with us. It's always fun to do it that way.
Yeah, no.
Where are you located specifically?
I am in the beautiful place of Gold Coast in Australia. It's very tropical here and we have beautiful beaches and we're an average of 26 degrees Celsius all year round.
Wow. That sounds beautiful.
Mm.
That's cool.
Great place to be in lockdown.
Right?
No lot of trouble.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
So you have been releasing a series of singles. You have a new one out, and it's, if I read this correctly, you have an upcoming EP. Is this, have you released other music, or is this going to be your debut EP?
This is it. This is the first EP that I've ever released. I also have a few more singles coming out after that. Got my first music video coming out this week. So yeah, it's all fairly new. I only released my first single in January of 2020, wow, which I dedicated to my family and friends who were fighting fires in Victoria and the Australian bushfires last year.
Just
been learning as I go. Did it, you know, a few music business courses, been working out how this whole industry works, but really just following my passion and sharing some of the music that really saved my life through some of my life experiences, just giving back to anyone else that might relate to the music and get some healing through it as well.
Did you start writing and or playing music and then writing songs as a younger girl? When did this start for you?
Yeah, I was 6 years old when I found the piano.
Okay.
I always loved writing, and my older sister, who's 9 years older than me, she was getting piano lessons one day, and I remember seeing it and telling my parents that I wanted to do that. And my parents were pastors. We grew up around the church, so lots and lots of music in the house and every weekend. And
yeah,
it was something that I just intuitively grew to. But writing my own songs, I did a lot of, but I did it in private. I never shared that with anyone. It was kind of like my diary, secret side of me.
When did you finally decide to open your musical diary up and share it with folks?
That really only happened in November of 2019.
Wow.
And it took me a long time, and I had to deal with a lot of emotional insecurities and fears. At some point, it was kind of like the chains just came off. And I just had to do it. It was like a compulsion. It's like, now is the time to share these songs and this music with other people. And I didn't know what was coming. I had no, you know, no one knew what was coming in 2020.
Right.
But when I look at it, the songs that I wrote over the last 20, 30 years are songs that helped me through some of the darkest and hardest times of my life. And they're very hopeful and very encouraging, life-saving songs. And, you know, I couldn't, when everything started happening, you know, I guess everything just happens for the right reasons and the right time. But it was interesting to see everyone around me going through such hardship in 2020, it was beautiful to be able to be free to be able to start sharing these songs with people at that stage.
Yeah. Had you been sharing them any other way privately with friends and family? Was this just kind of surprise, I'm a musician and here's some of my songs? Or were you playing all along?
I mean, I was playing all along, and like there was one time when I shared with a close friend at uni one song. Every now and then I might come out of my little mouthy hole and shyly share a song with someone. I joined a band 10 years ago in Melbourne where we started writing new songs together. And I think there's a lot of experiences where I've had opportunities to share little bits and pieces, and I have been encouraged. Mm-hmm. But I still had to deal with a lot of personal development and emotional intelligence before I was really ready to be really that open and that vulnerable, which is what it takes, I guess, to be an artist. It's
sure.
a very vulnerable, exposing thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, little bits at a time, slowly gathering a little bit more confidence and different experiences. And, finally got to where we are today.
So you've been playing with other folks along the way. You mentioned playing in a band. So this is not the first time you've performed publicly. Is that correct?
Yeah, the bands that I was working with, they were cousins of mine that had a band, and they were missing a singer. And we started jamming a little bit around at home, very safe space. And they were super encouraging. So I think that's where I got my confidence that I actually could sing. Whereas before that, I didn't believe that I had a voice that was any good.
Wow.
And so that helped, and we actually rehearsed and wrote songs for about a year. We recorded an entire album. We did a couple of open mics, two gigs, and then we broke up.
Oh no.
After all of that work. Yeah. Because they were really like a heavy metal kind of rock grunge band.
Uh-huh.
And if you hear my voice, that's really not my style. So we had like a blues rock infused style because of my voice with their instrumentation.
Right.
Which was beautiful, and I still love the music, but at their heart, they really wanted to follow that grunge rock style, and so they wanted a singer who would scream down the microphone, and I just applauded them for knowing what they wanted and said, that's great that you want what you want, go get it, I'm fine, and so we kind of separated.
Yeah.
I'm still really grateful for the experience that I had, though, the studio time and the things that I learnt. But I was still a very shy. Like, I've got a video of me singing at one of the gigs. You know, I watch myself in cringeworthiness because I'm just stiff and shy and scared, and I'm standing up the front, you know, singing and like everyone's first performance. So, yeah.
I watched a video that you released. It seems like you must have recorded it at home. It was just you and your guitar. And all I saw was confidence. It didn't seem like this was something really new for you. So I commend you for the work that you've done. It's the music is very good, and I like the delivery style that you've come up with. And it certainly doesn't fit your end product. Doesn't fit the story. It sounds like you have really put a lot of time and thought and effort into the production value. It's really good.
Thank you. No, I do work hard. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I'm probably my own worst critic.
Yeah, we all are.
But I do want to put my best foot forward. And I think once, like in October was the last trip. I went to Nashville in October 2019. And at that stage, I still wasn't really sharing with anyone, but I was working on my songwriting, and I loved being around songwriters.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine invited me to go, and I think that was kind of the space where I realized that this was something that I needed to do. And when I got back, I just decided that it was time. I went to my first open mic, the scariest experience of my life, finally doing that. But once I just started to do it, I just said, this is it. This is me for the rest of my life. This is who I am, and I'm finally free to be who I am in public.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a weight off, you know?
Yeah. Tell me about the process of putting all of this together and recording it. Did you record it there at home, or did you take this back to Nashville and put this project together?
Sure, I would have loved to have gone back to Nashville. part of the EP that's coming out, the slide guitar and a bit of the production did happen in Nashville in collaboration with a studio in Brisbane, Australia.
Uh-huh.
And so that's come out really well and most professional project that I've done so far. The songs that are out at the moment, a lot of them were vocally recorded in my home studio.
Okay.
And then sent with a mixed with a team in Europe mm-hmm. who did the instrumentation and the mastering and all of that sort of stuff. And I've really had guardian angels just popping into my life who have just been the right people at the right time with the right skill set to teach me and show me what I need to do and encourage me and show me what's possible as well. Because before I had some of these songs done for me, which I didn't even ask for, a lot of the first singles that came out was done through someone who found me online and just helped. And it was like, here you go, here's the production, record this, great, send it back. And then they sent it back. And I just never thought that my music and my songs could sound like that.
Wow.
You know, so that was a real blessing. And it's been exactly what I needed to drive me to invest more into this art form.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the interview.
The songs that you have recently recorded and are presently releasing, are these ones that you have written in years past, or did you write them specifically for this project?
No, so this is kind of like a group of songs that I have written over the last few years, some of them older than others. And I've worked on them as well since starting to release them. I've found collaborators to help me just polish them up a little bit mm-hmm. as songs and make them make sense. but it was something that I wanted to put them together because these are the songs that mean a lot to me and just sort of showcase where I'm at and where I've been and put it together in a group. So it's called Powered by Love, and that first single on the song that I wrote with Shane Nicholson, who's a country artist and producer in Australia. And we wrote that, which was kind of around a friend of ours and a big country artist had, a month before we wrote the song, just committed suicide and left behind a wife and children. And, you know, it devastated the retreat that we were on. And I have a strong heart for people who suffer with mental illness. And I've suffered with, you know, PTSD and PND and all sorts of mental health issues. And so I know how tempting it can be and how hard it can be at times. And so we wrote this song about called Powered by Love to really encourage people, not only who are suffering, but those who have lost people as well mm-hmm. to suicide. And then the very next song, which is the single that is out and I've got the music video coming up for, is Find a Better Day. And that song comes across as very upbeat and very poppy, but I actually wrote it 5 years ago after going through a child abuse court case, which had a positive outcome, but I was still very traumatized by it. And it really was written at a time when I was feeling my lowest and didn't see a way through, and I was just grasping on to hope that I would find a better day. And that's what the song is all about. It's like, you know what, sometimes you just got to do what you have to do, listen to music, keep smiling even when you feel like crying, and just keep going. And that's that song. So they're all very personal songs to me, and all my songs are usually about love and connection and emotional intelligence on some level.
Has this, or how has this led you then into, I read where you really have done some advocating for some of the things you mentioned and empowerment and trying to help other people find their voice. How has that manifested itself into that as a passion for you?
Well, I was always told by my husband I'm a really good talker. even when I'm entertaining and doing my own, you know, personal live shows, I can tend to talk a bit. My dad was a preacher, so I think that gifting has been passed down.
Sure. You witnessed it as a child.
Yeah. And so in lockdown in August 2020, I launched a podcast, as you have, called Songwriter Trist. And what that really is tryst is the means the intimate connection between two lovers. So back in the olden days, if two people were meeting up for a tryst, it was kind of like they were having an affair or something. You know, it's a bit of a cheeky word.
Yeah.
And I love that for songwriters. I can be a bit cheeky, that's for sure. I get a good personality from my mother, who's a nurse. And it was kind of about, you know, if you're doing a co-write with someone, there's usually about an hour where you're just getting to know someone,
sure.
You're finding out who they are and what they like to do with their music. And so the podcast kind of stemmed from that hour of getting to know songwriters before a co-write. And it's just a conversation where mm-hmm. I essentially ask songwriters from all over the world the same questions, but it's always a different conversation because of the fact that everyone's different and everyone has their own story and their own life. And
right.
Yeah, we cover some really interesting topics, but it's enabled me to share my passion, encourage and inspire other people to think more about what they're doing and the purpose behind what they're doing, and really bring a highlight to songwriters, because it's very, very common that you'll have songwriters who have written absolutely amazing and very, very famous songs, but no one knows who wrote them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of a major success for a songwriter, is for everyone to know your song. Like, the most important thing is for the song to be famous,
right,
not you.
Right.
But it is really interesting to be able to shine a light on the artists that are creating the songs that we all know and love. And it's been a real honor to be able to do that through the podcast. And on a side note, also be able to find more like-minded spirits who I can also create and work with over time.
Yeah.
So I'm collaborating with a lot of people at the moment.
That's awesome. Well, we live in a world right now, and I think this will be the world going forward, even after the pandemic subsides, where we've had to learn how to connect differently. And I think it's forced people who, not everybody, but forced at least artistically minded people into different forms of conversation. And all kinds of neat things are growing out of that. And I think it's created a new community, which is really cool.
I think before podcasting started, like, the art of conversation was really being lost in you know, chat rooms and social media. And for me, conversation has always been super important. So to be able to do that in podcasts, and the new apps and clubs that are being created where people can actually converse in live spaces as well and in real time, is groundbreaking, I believe. It's really going to connect us in a whole new way.
Yeah, I think so. I think as, at least in this country, it's becoming harder and harder to afford university. We pay for it here, and it's gotten really expensive. But I think there's all kinds of ways to find your passion and path without going down that road. And when you can have conversations with like-minded people that do something that you're interested in, it opens up all kinds of possibilities that weren't there before.
Yeah, you learn as you go. Like, I feel like I'm reading and writing the textbook at the same time on songwriting with this podcast. Like, I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
But because I'm recording it, everyone else gets to learn along with me.
Right, yeah. That's
such
awesome.
A beautiful community. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great.
I agree. That's cool. So what happens with you and your music when the world opens back up and you can travel again and you can get to pubs and coffee houses and bookstores to play music? And what does that look like for you and being able to take these new songs out to the public?
Well, locally, I'm actually pretty busy. So our country is kind of locked down and our state's fairly locked down, but within the state, we actually don't have any cases of coronavirus. So we don't have to wear masks. We social distance still, and with, you know, lots of hand sanitizer and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But our pubs and clubs and cafes and restaurants are all open. So there's actually, and there's been a lot of support for the arts.
Good.
Since That's reopening
awesome.
As well.
Yeah.
So I've been playing gigs almost every weekend, which has been absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
Because that's helping pay for, you know, new music this year to be recorded and released. And on top of that, I've actually been able to, through the connections I've built through the Songwriter Chris podcast, I've actually been able to then connect other local artists up with venues, you know, for gigs as well. So it's been really good. I would love to be able to travel. I've got, you know, interstate gigs booked for the next month or so, but most things for the further future haven't been that organized because of, you know, the uncertainty of time spans that we live in.
Uh-huh.
And I am still very new, but as I release the EP, I won a competition, a local competition last year to get a song recorded and a music video created. So that'll follow my EP this year.
Awesome.
Along with another project, same thing, just a single and a music video. So, and they're sort of new, very empowering type songs that I wrote sort of after a lot of healing had been done and after I became an artist and songwriter. So I think if anyone's following my journey and listening to my songs, they'll be able to hear the progression of, you know, here are my depression songs and the songs that I sang privately in my bedroom when I wasn't feeling very confident.
Yeah.
And then you'll see that the here's the empowered version of Bray Lee.
Wow.
That awesome. Is confident in who she is and what should be in the world. And I'm excited to get those real empowerment songs out there.
Do you have bigger projects in mind down the road, full-blown album type thing?
Yeah, well, I'd love to. I don't know if I'll, yeah. I mean, I definitely have enough songs for that.
Yeah.
I've got so many songs in the process. I've been doing a lot of collaborations, so featuring on other people's songs. I'm even singing on a hip-hop song that's coming out this year, which I'm just the singer-songwriter. There's like a chorus song singer part,
mm-hmm.
and then they're rapping around it, which I'm excited to see how that comes out. But just collaborating with different people and seeing what comes out of it. And if I can get to the point where people want me to create an album and tour that and take it overseas, absolutely, because my home is connecting with people and in an environment where, you know, it's not a cover gig and I'm just in the corner playing songs, but it's a space where I can really connect and engage with the audience and we can have a conversation and tell stories and actually sing through some of these songs. So that's my ideal environment. And that's where I want to be more so.
Yeah.
I just need to get, build that following and
sure.
build that group of people that want to be a part of that experience.
Well yeah. That's cool. Mm. Well, I'm so Thank happy you. That you have been able to do this. This is so cool, and I appreciate the chance to be able to help you share your story with our world, and certainly wish you the best. The EP that's on the way is Powered by Love, and the single that's out is Find a Better Day. If folks want to connect with you, hear some of your music, or dial into some of your podcasts on songwriting, what's the best way for people to do that?
Sure. So I have a website for my music. It's www.ray-lee.com. And my podcast is songwritertris.com. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. We're everywhere. I have a production team that are very good at promoting it. So if anyone wants to Google it, you should find it.
Good.
Like Ray Lee Music, you'd come up straight away. And Songwriter Tris Podcast, you'd come up. I think even if you just Google songwriter podcast, it's one of the top ones there. So
good.
Yeah, I've been very blessed to have amazing people around me to really help me get my music and my podcast out there and heard by as many people. And it's supporting each other and collaborating and working together is just what works, you know?
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you, Ray. This has been fun. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.